Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
I think the focus for me was just learning how to master everything, like learning how to master playbook, mechanics, all that, just so I can be more consistent than I've ever been. And that's been one of my biggest goals coming into this offseason and going into this spring and going into next season, just building that consistency each day.
You have to be a master in order to lead an offense in college football. You have to know the playbook like the back of your hand, and that's something that Casey Thompson's really good at. Why? Well, we just said it in the last segment. He's a coach. He thinks like a coach, so he's obviously going to know everything that gets thrown at him. Every nuance in the game. And every player wants a sense of security, right? As a player, you want that feel good sense of, hey, they're going with me. But how do you get there? You talked about being uncomfortable with, hey, when Casey's not in the game. Things were unsettling last season. But how about how uncomfortable he makes that quarterback room? Seeing him throw the football yesterday, seeing him look good, not really. When I talk about his body. Not out of shape. He still looks conditioned to be a quarterback. So he's going through rehab, and his body looks good. And not to say that, hey, he's throwing the ball fast. He's throwing the ball hard. It was a bunch of light throwing. But if I'm looking at Casey Thompson back on the football field ahead of schedule, I'm thinking as a quarterback in that room, man, it just got tougher again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it, but – I don't know if that's how alphas think, right? Because I think Sims came there knowing Casey Thompson was on that roster. So I'm not sure he cares. And if he does, I don't know if you want that guy being your guy. Do you?
Well, when I say care, I think more from a competition standpoint.
Well, that's cool, though, right? It's like – I don't know.
But even still, you want that sense of security of knowing that.
Now, that I agree with, but is it by any means necessary? Right? Like, at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm willing to listen.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It makes you work harder. Casey Thompson makes you work harder. Yeah, when I say uncomfortable, I don't mean the fact of, oh, here we go again. I can't do it. Like, oh, they're going to love on Casey. Like, the attitude doesn't change.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing about that? I don't even hear that in the coach's rhetoric. Right? Like, I don't get the sense when I'm listening that there's, like, this over – they're not gushing over Casey.
They're not gushing over anybody.
Well, there's a couple guys. Right? Like, apparently they love Gabe Irvin.
Well, I meant in the quarterback.
No, so it's like, but see, it's hard for those guys because part of the gushing has to happen with command, and it's too early to have command. So you have to look at the basics, footwork, mechanics, you know, Tuesday turnovers versus Thursday turnovers versus Saturday turnovers versus whatever yesterday was. What was yesterday? Tuesday?
Wednesday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah, versus yeah. Tuesday's turnovers. So it's like, but I wonder, though, because you may be the realist point of view, and I may be being more myopic, but I wonder how many guys and gals really pay attention to who's on the field and who isn't when they compete and how they want it. Because I'm giving you what I want in my guys or gals, right? And I wonder if it's more the reality of what you're saying. I hope not, but it may be.
And, you know, maybe it's just how I think, because when I was a player, I thought there were numerous cases. I'll put an example out for soccer. Like, there was a case where I knew I was the better defensive back, but coach started with a different guy at defensive back, so it made me compete and want it more. But at the same time, it didn't change my mind. It didn't change the fact that, hey, I know I'm better than this guy. I didn't say it. I didn't vocalize it. I just proved it with the skill later on, or at the early goings in the season, but later on in practice, right? As you practice and practice, I won the position, right? I think it's more something of that nature when it comes to players. Majority. Doesn't have to be all. Like, I get your alpha approach, because when you think you're the best and then you compete to be the best, you know you're the best, right? But there are athletes out there that are a little more insecure about who they are and who they're on the football field with. And they want that love. They want that little extra love. Not to say that, hey, well, if you're at home and you're like, well, if I'm Coach Rule, I don't want that player here. Well, that's not it. I mean, people need to be coached differently. Everybody has a different coaching style. You show somebody a little bit more love here. You show this guy some tough love, they'll respond differently.
Same play 14. Rule 14. Tough love.
Okay, getting to it here.
Rule 14. No, rule 13.
Yeah, no.
Rule 13.
Yeah. There's never a bad standing with me, right? Like, if you haven't done something or there's something that causes me to say, hey, you can't practice, it's real simple for me. Like, if you have a pulled hamstring, you can't practice. Doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means you can't practice. If something's happened, like, academically or socially or anything like that, and I say, hey, right now you can't practice, doesn't mean I don't love you, right? And I think that's one of the big things, you know, like, that we want the guys to understand. Like, we're gonna correct actions, but we always gonna love the guys. I love Anthony. You know, it's an adjustment, man. He was somewhere else, then he was here. It's a lot of different changes, and so he's getting used to us. But he's a wonderful, wonderful person. He's obviously a little bit behind, and I'm not gonna not give those other guys the reps, because tell you, I don't know what the rest of the Big Ten running back rooms look like, but we got a pretty good running back room now. I mean, Gabe Irvin's doing some really, 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 really powerful, good things, and A.J. Allen's hitting some big, big runs. And so we have a good running back room. You know, we talked about Ramir. We talked about Anthony. Trevin Lubin does a great job for us. So I'm forgetting one person. You can see the point guard in Emmett, right? Like, he's a ball carrier. So I think actually a couple of you guys I was staying on the sideline with, I talked about how much I liked Emmett. So we got a good room.
It's about understanding the personality.
Right. And so there's a couple of things in there that when you said what you were saying, it made me think. Like, the tough love thing, right? Because I told you, I'm like, man, this is somebody that I could see, somebody that I care about. Like, if I cared about somebody and I want them to be in a good – under a good situation, I'd say, hey, go spend time with him or her. Rule's that guy. Like, if I care about you, I'd say, man, go see Coach Rule, right? Like, I would do that. Like, I'm to that point, fortunately or unfortunately, right? That's how you would parent, though. You discipline out of love. If you didn't care about that person, you wouldn't discipline them. You just turn them over to themselves. Yeah, hey, man, go do your thing. When I'm telling you that, that's not coming from a place of love. Like, I'm coming to you like this because I do care. And I think sometimes, depending on where you've come from, that philosophy is hard to receive because it comes across as you're always on me. You're always on me. And you've heard coaches say, well, when you need to worry is when I'm not talking to you. Right? Like, not to use a biblical reference, but to use a biblical reference, like, if God really didn't care, there would be no free will. He'd just be like, man, go do your own thing. Stay there. I'm not going to give you the choice to invest in me. Like, he'd just turn you over to yourself, right? Because we're going to fail. And I just think, when he's looking at this running back room and he's looking at this football team, the the environment that he wants those guys to be able to function in is, I want you to know that we are for you, and in return, we're going to ask you to do some things that you may be uncomfortable doing, but you have to trust us. We're going to earn it by doing this, 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 and this with model behavior. Are you in or are you out? And then it's up to the players. But it starts with the consistency of the leadership team. That's really how he picked his staff. And if they can't exude that, you're not going to stick around. You're not. Mm-hmm. Because the players are going to be more apt to get a second or third chance than the coaching staff will. And I mean that.
Well, and his philosophies are quick to make a difference. Notice how we'll say 98% of people never complained but embraced Coach Rhule and his philosophies. Why? Because they've seen it work. they've seen what he's been able to do.
I feel like you're out here hooping. Let me see your good works. You in a pulpit?
Look, accountability, dependability, mm-hmm. availability, measurability. He loves the abilities. He used two of those terms yesterday in accountability and dependability.
Yeah.
But I added in the – well, he said availability before too, but I've added in measurability there. I mean, all those things embody Coach Rhule and embody what he expects out of his team.
Shane, quickly, play Sims 12.
I can't.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
You can't physically?
No, we'll go to break. We got BC.
Brian Christofferson coming your way next. Also, we are talking to Andy Kendi, AK at 8:30. Play two for you at 8:45, and then we'll talk to Ryan Fagan, senior MLB writer for Sporting News. Opening day's tomorrow. Did you know that? Or did that slip your mind? Lots going on. Lots still to get to on the show. We appreciate having you here. 590 ESPN Omaha, live on Twitter, live on YouTube, and KFOR starting at 9. We'll be back with BC.